If you build it, they will come. Yeah, right. Fellow coders, if you're full of amazing ideas and have created amazing products but can't seem to get them off the ground, welcome. This is the Coder Startup, the show where smart programmers come to learn what it really takes to create, market, and sell a brand new product, and most of all, make it profitable. Now here's your host, successful software entrepreneur, Trevor Page.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to this episode of the Coders Startup Podcast. This is episode number 52, is what I just said, I think.
52, yep.
52, as you can hear, that is the voice of the marketer himself, Carter the Marketer Johnson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Just got off a call with Google, which was pretty cool.
Google is what we refer to it as.
Google, yes.
What did the Googles have to say to you? Anything interesting?
So it was with one of our big clients, which is pretty cool because they're being kind of like recruited. It was a sales pitch more or less, but they're being recruited by the same team that handled doing like Uber's PPC growth and all this other stuff. So they basically,
you don't know,
pay-per-click and like media buys. So a lot of their paid advertising. And what this group does though, they sort through, they only speak to, they said 10 to 12 companies a month. Basically looking for high growth companies who are making a splash. And so it was pretty cool that they sought them out and it was really informative to hear what they had to say and stuff. And we'll see what comes of it next few meetings. So
sweet. And you said, so I hear this term media buy a lot. We're kind of, We're going to be talking about something else, but clearly in this episode, we've stumbled upon something that I want to touch on. So you say media buy, I've heard that before. When I make the assumption of someone saying media buy, just talking about, well, I would assume it's advertising and purchasing, but commercials,
sort
of media, audio, video somewhere on the webs or
most of the time in digital. I always hear media buy referred to as like banner placement across different platforms. And of course, like Google has their whole partner platform to, you know, get placement across the entire web. In this sense, it also pertains to YouTube because that's like a media channel, so media buys on there. So yeah,
very good. Okay, just wanted to clear that up because I've heard that before. I always make assumptions and then I say, wait, I wonder if those assumptions are correct.
So yeah,
be any sort of image, like you said, image or video, or probably I would assume media includes audio, obviously, right? So the audio spot, so
podcast, you could do
podcast,
like advertising stuff like that. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. And I was listening to the Digital Marketer Podcast. What the heck is it called? With Keith Krantz, Molly Pittman, Ralph Burns.
I don't know.
Oh, I love
it. You listen to a lot of podcasts.
I listen to way too many. And I've mentioned it before, but just because I want to make sure that I have this in the show notes, I'm going to go onto my cell phone and grab the Perpetual Traffic is the name. Traffic podcast. If you're not listening to it, you should. They were just talking about because the Super Bowl just ended. I won't bring that up as a sore subject for.
It's a very sore subject.
But Super Bowl just ended, and they're talking about to buy a 30-second media spot. I guess on Super Bowl, it's something like $4.5 million.
I think it is close to five this year.
So, but then they say you don't have to do that, right? You can look at YouTube. There's over a billion views per day or something on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas compare that to the number of viewers of the Super Bowl, and it's only in the hundreds of millions or tens of millions?
I think it's hundreds of millions. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think too, there's a company who did, I was really impressed and I want to follow up and see what the results of it were, but they used the media buy to basically get people on social media to do the hashtag. So it sends that like ripple effect. And you look at still like the organic reach on Twitter, Facebook, stuff like that from individual posting. Every time you get one of those, it just, it's fantastic. So I thought that was money really, really well spent, spent $5 million, maybe 10 million people actually take action and do it. But if they can create, another 100,000 or 1,000 impressions, you got a lot more than what you could buy on a typical media buy. So
interesting. So you got to spend money to make money, right?
There you go.
So anyway, that's complete divergence from what we're talking about today. What we're actually going to be talking about today is something that a brainchild of mine that I thought up on Tuesday. So this was 2 days ago. we were having our mastermind call and Carter was in there. And Carter mentioned that he did a redesign on his unitedbusinessleaders.com website. And I went to it while we were on the call, and I immediately had questions, comments, concerns, mm-hmm. et cetera, and, but we didn't have time to talk about that on our mastermind call, because typically we only have about 15 minutes each to talk about whatever's going on in our business. So Carter just said, all right, talk to me about it later, maybe on Thursday before our podcast.
Yeah.
Wait a second, why don't we talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah.
We can call it like a case study.
This is great.
Like that. So,
yeah. And a little back history. So, because I know you wanted the back history. So this was something I put up very, very quickly. It's something that I actually used the lead pages template because I can't code and I can't do all that custom stuff. And we're backed up as it is for projects. Now, with that being said, why I even bothered redoing it was because basically I need a placeholder for email signatures linked. I updated my LinkedIn profile, all this other stuff. And I just needed some sort of placeholder. With SEO being our bread and butter, to really get our website ranking for organic returns, it would just take tens of thousands of dollars. Like, that's how competitive it is to rank for SEO services. So it's more of a placeholder, email signature, stuff like that. Nonetheless, though, I'm excited to run through this. And we'll make it better.
It'll be good. Like, it's, yes, I understand you did it quickly. A lot of the times people will use that same excuse when they're being dissected. Oh yeah, well, I did that part really quickly. It's still important, right? I know you did it quickly, but there's small things that you can do to improve. At least we'll see.
Let's do it.
That would take maybe 60 seconds and it would make a possibly.
Let's do it, man. I got pen and paper ready to go.
What I'm going to do is, so we're recording this via, we're not on Blab today. We're on what I used to record our podcast, normally Zoom. And I'm going to try to share my screen. Let me just get rid of all the other windows that I have here before I share my screen. For those of you who are listening via audio, I will do my absolute best to describe what it is that I'm seeing on my screen. For those of you who are actually watching this on YouTube or wherever you may be watching this video, then hopefully the sharing of my screen will go well. So I'll start the share, and I will. Can I just choose to share? Let me just choose to share only my Google Chrome. So let me say share screen. So I'm hopefully now you can see my screen, Carter.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And I'm hoping it's also recording this, the screen. Anyway, so for those of you who can't see this, yes, I've gone to unitedbusinessleaders.com. The first thing I see is, it's good. The first thing I see is a nice big, what I would almost call a welcome gate type functionality, where it's almost a full screen page that essentially has a call to action on it. So there's one call to action. Which is good. It says contact us today is the call to action, with a header and a subheader above that button and a little graphic to the left. So, you know, simplistic design, that's usually the best way to go about it. You know, the more simple you can get, typically speaking, the higher the conversions. So Carter's doing a good job here with the design. But the first thing I want to do before I get into more detail here, he did give us a bit of background, but I want you to state, Carter, what is the main purpose of this website, unitedbusinessleaders.com, right now? What is the main purpose? Why does it exist?
Placeholder. Nothing more than a placeholder.
So placeholder means nothing. Placeholder means that there is no purpose to this website. And
how do I reword that? So basically, when someone sees like my email, when I sign something, when they just like go to look it up, there's something there that's not completely blank.
Okay, so fair enough. So that, unfortunately, that detracts a little bit from the effect that we're going for here, because that's probably not the typical, well, maybe it is a typical thing or, you know, situation that people listening to this podcast would find themselves in. But I'm assuming, you know, the average person who has a business who is selling stuff online, their front page, typically the purpose of the page is either to sell a product or to collect a lead, just to create a lead. So you're saying that you don't fall into either of those categories? You don't want to collect any leads or make any
So here's the thing. So our paid acquisition, we run to other lead pages. So ones that we've actually optimized that we're testing, stuff like that. But with this, it's most of the time I put this up because so many times we get referral businesses, people introducing us and stuff. And then, you know, I feel like a schmuck because I don't have my email, the web address in my signature.
Yeah, gotcha.
So it was driving me crazy, so I put this up.
Fair enough. How about this? Let's assume that the purpose of this web page is to collect leads.
Let's do it.
That's what you want it to be.
All right.
So let's put ourselves in those shoes as a collective assembly viewing this website. The purpose of the website is to collect leads. So, like I said, the first thing, the design is good. There's a strong call to action at the beginning. Fantastic. What I would do, though, the first thing I would do is, typically speaking, the biggest ROI you can get if you're trying to maximize for, you know, leads or what have you, getting the person to take action and do something, is your buttons. So the actual buttons themselves, typically the copy of the buttons is what matters the most. So the copy of the buttons needs to be compelling. And right now the copy inside of the button that appears above the fold, so on the actual, you know, page itself, is contact us today. So for me, I don't get warm and fuzzy feelings when I say contact us today.
I'm bored to death.
Yeah. So I mean, if you were to, and so to explain more, when I click on contact us today, it brings up the typical lead capture page from a lead pages. What do they call it?
Lead opt-in. Yeah.
Opt-in or
opt-in box or whatever.
Yeah. So it's a pop-up that allows you to type in your information and click a button to get started. And then that will most likely, put that person into your email list, wherever it is that it's, connected to. So the button copy for me, contact us today, just doesn't cut it. So typically when it comes to button copy, it's usually you want to have it benefit driven and you want it to be in first person. So what that means is you want it to be using, or not first or second person. So you don't want to be talking about yourself as a company. For me, it's more talking about them. So when they click the button, the action that they're clicking on is something that's going to benefit them personally. So instead of saying contact us today, it should be something more along the lines of using the words me or you, or typically me is better. So I don't know what I would do for...
Show me how to optimize my site for organic traffic, like that.
So, okay, show me how to optimize my site, or maybe optimize my site. So something shorter in terms of, don't get too crazy with the length of the text that you put inside your button. Or, get me on Google's first page, or, something like, even that's a bit too long, but something with the word me in it, something that says, that they can connect with on a personal level, would be a better, better copy inside of the button. But you get the idea, right? So something actionable. And usually when you put in the word now at the end of the button copy, that typically increases your conversion rate by like 10 or 20%. Just by adding the word.
Told me that once. I love that little hack. Yeah.
I've done the split test to like to complete statistical significance. It wasn't like I did it for a couple days and then I had like 10 views. No, I did it for like 2 months and had like thousands of views or tens of thousands.
That's so great. Yeah.
Definitely statistically significant. So boom, there you go. The next thing I would do outside of the button, the next thing that I would say is the next most important thing is the copy of the header and subheader.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, this is pretty, it's tough to create, compelling copy inside of your header. There's no real exact science, but here's what I do to sort of get the ball rolling. Because oftentimes, you never know, right? You are not going to know, you're not going to be able to make the first time that you go out and change the copy is going to be the winner, right? You're going to have to start somewhere and create some different variations and test them out and see how it goes. So the question is, how do you start? Well, I have a web page that I caught, saved here called it's the headline analyzer.
I told you about that tool, I think.
This is what Carter told us about. We've had it in the show note links show notes links before. We'll have to link it up again, but it's coschedule.com/headline-analyzer. Not a very audio-friendly title. but essentially all you do is you can copy-paste headlines into this website. Now, it didn't open in a new tab. Let me go back to cartersunitedbusinessleaders.com, and let me try to open it in a new tab, like so maybe. There we go. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Carter's headline. So the first headline that Carter has is start – I know. I realize you've done this quickly, but I'm going to – so the first headline says start getting results with your search engine optimization and Instagram marketing. So he's talking about getting results with SEO and Instagram. Cool. Makes sense. That's what Carter's all about. When I copy and paste that into the headline analyzer, it spits out a score out of 100. Carter gets a 47.
Yes, a B plus.
So, no, not B plus. The B plus he got was in a word balance.
Oh, it was an overall B plus.
No, you get an F here. An overall is an F.
Fantastic.
47 out of 100 is not a good score. So he's using an okay word balance. So he's a balance between four types of words: common words, uncommon words, emotional words, and power words. So right now he's kind of heavy on common words, and he has some emotional words, which is a good thing. So the emotional words that he used, or at least it was one word, was results. So results is an emotionally driven word. Everyone wants results. When we can have results, it makes us feel warm and tingly inside, right? He doesn't have any power words or uncommon words. So let's try to take a stab at changing the thing around to give him a better balance and include maybe some power words and uncommon words. And also, the type of headline that it identified was generic. So on this website, you can click and you can learn more about the types of headlines. And let me see if I can find, so there's generic headlines, which aren't good. Where is the actual types? Oh, shoot. I don't think it's on here. So anyway, the actual types are like list, right? So if you have a list headline, so top five, top 10, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, here we go. List post headlines. How-to headlines typically work very well, starting it with the words how-to. Let's see, what else is there in here that it lists out? Oh, question headlines. So if you have a headline that ends with a question mark, right? And then generic headlines. So like I said, it has four different types. List, how-to, questions, and generic. But typically you want to steer away from generic. And then it also... I don't, you know, there's a length analysis on it, like how many characters versus how many words and all this stuff. I don't really subscribe to, you know, a hard and fast rule with the number of words and everything. But right now it's saying that he's a bit too wordy. There's 10 words and it's a bit too much. And it's saying that there's a bit too many characters in it. But I think that goes hand in hand with design, right? If it fits in with the design of the website, I think it's fine. In any case, let's write a new headline. Let's try to write a new headline live on this podcast that will get him a higher score. So start getting results with your search engine optimization and Instagram marketing. So let's settle on a type of headline. Do we want to make this a question? Do we want to make it a top 10 list, or do we want to make it a how-to?
Let's do a how-to.
Let's do a how-to. Well, let's start it with how-to.
No, that doesn't make sense because it's not a lead magnet. It's just a...
Well, the purpose of the headline is to get them to click on the button.
Right.
And then the purpose of the button, once they clicked on it, the purpose after that is to collect the actual lead inside of whatever form pops up, right? So headline just needs to get them to click on the button.
I think I might just take the site down, put a coming soon website.
No, that's not going to help our audience build better. Right.
Yeah. So, let's do this. All right, so
I would say getting results is a bit vague, but it did like the word results. So getting results with your search engine optimization and Instagram marketing. What results are you specifically talking about?
Traffic.
So how to get more traffic?
I got one. If we're doing this all right, let me.
How about how to increase your traffic with SEO and Instagram marketing. Let's just start there and see how it goes. Hit analyzed. We've gone from a 47 to a 69. So you're almost 70 is where they suggest you should be, 70 and above.
Throw in the word multiply. How to multiply your traffic.
Okay, so I spelled your wrong.
Multiply.
Your microphone's rubbing up against your I promise you weren't going
to
do.
I know. All right, there we go. How to multiply.
How to multiply your traffic with SEO and Instagram marketing. I misspelled yours, so the score might go down because maybe you thought it was an interesting word.
Yeah. 68.
Now we're at 68 instead of 69. But I mean, even just this would be better because you were at a 47 before. And this is where you can just, like I said, this is sort of a starting point, right? So you could take that, you could say, okay, maybe that's a good one, but maybe you can change it to a question. Do you know how to multiply your traffic with SEO and Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark? Who knows? Let's see. Let's just type this in as a test and see if I can get it above 69. There you go, 72.
Ooh.
In the green. I call this a success. So you could take that, run with it, and you could even do variations on the thing, you know, to your heart's desire. And then obviously don't take this website's word for it. You have to, you know, put it on your website and do split testing. That's it. That's as simple as it gets. So that's sort of the process I would go through. Now I'm going to flip back to his actual website. So he has a header and a subheader. So I would do that same process for both, right? His subheader says, we use data-driven insight to create high ROI campaigns for forward-thinking companies. Maybe the subheader doesn't need to be as compelling in terms of putting it into the, you know, how to write headlines, the coschedule.com page or whatever it was. But in any case, it should all get them to click on the button. The purpose of the headlines is to get them to click on the button. Okay?
Yeah.
So, any questions on that before we keep going? No?
No, no. Can you hear my dog yelping like crazy in the background?
Not really, no. It's fine.
Okay, good. He's been sick, and I'm just...
Oh.
I'm wondering what's going on in that room that I locked him into, because he usually doesn't go crazy like this. All right. Anyways, we'll keep moving.
We can hit the pause button if you want. You can check out.
Can we pause it?
I think so. Let me just, so this is, there you go. We'll let me see if I can bring up. Oh, here it is.
Minor emergencies.
Ooh, I can stop sharing. Let me stop sharing my screen.
Okay.
And then let me see if I can say pause in the actual recording itself. It looks like all I can do is stop the recording. So tell you what, Carter, why don't go check on Shadow, and then I will keep on talking to the audience, and then you can come back and I can...
All right, we'll get it done real quick.
So go ahead. So basically the next thing, I guess I need to go back and start sharing my screen again for those of you who are actually watching the video itself. Okay, so the next thing is that Carter's button, so like I said, the headlines and the subheadlines, everything above the button should drive the customer or the potential lead or what have you to go and click on the button. That is the first step. The second step is having them click on the button itself. Once they've clicked on the button, if the purpose of this page is to get the lead, okay, to turn them into a lead, then you should have, it should be as painless as possible to turn them into a lead. So right now when I click on the button, the contact us today button that he has, which we talked about how to optimize the wording of the button, it pops up a form. And on the form, Carter's asking for four things: email address, first name, last name, phone number. Now, I don't have Carter in front of me to ask him why he's asking for all four things. I will once he gets back, because maybe all four of these things are absolutely mandatory. The point of this is you should give, like I said, the least number of barriers as possible for the person to become a lead. So what I would recommend Carter do is just have the email address, okay? Or maybe just the phone number. Whatever it is that he needs in his business to collect the lead, the minimum amount of information is possible to turn them into a lead. So like I said, he has four things. I don't think he needs all four. He needs, I would say, either the email address or the phone number. So let me give you the – so first of all, is everything okay with the puppy?
No, it wasn't. But
oh, no.
I'm glad we stopped. Poor guy got outside and – just put it this way, my carpet and everything upstairs. Thank you, the audience, for letting me take that break. I understand now why he was squealing so loud.
Okay. So what I was just saying is we've opened this up. You're asking for four things, which is a lot. Do you need to collect all four of these things?
No. Actually, last name should be changed to company.
Okay, but that's would still be four things.
Four things. We could take out the last name and not utilize company, but with our funnel, it's a lot better knowing if it's a qualified lead before we start the next process. So like we manually review things that come in like that.
So you would need to know, if they're a company or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need their email address and the phone number?
Yes.
You need both?
Yes.
And you need their first name so that you know how to talk to them.
Yeah. We tested this a bunch in another funnel.
Okay.
And what's wrong here? It should be company. But that, like, for format, it worked with – it actually didn't decrease conversions like we thought. But what it did do
is
it qualified people. Beautiful.
Love that. So there you go. So that was so what I was saying to the audience was that you want to have the minimum amount of information
mm-hmm.
at the first step to collect a lead, right?
Totally.
So you need all four of those pieces of information. You've done the testing. You know this stuff. Great. That's perfect. All I want them to know is, asking for four things might reduce the leads that you get. But like Carter said, if it's more important that you qualify the leads.
Yeah.
Because, for example, qualified leads, in my example with my company, as an info product company, there are certain leads that I would get that come from certain countries that just cannot afford my products, period. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is, and actually those people who can't afford my products usually end up bothering me more with questions, with emails, with a whole bunch of stuff. And it ends up taking me away from the work that I could be doing to help the people out who will be able to grow my business.
Yeah.
You've got to qualify those leads. And sometimes if you don't, they could cause even more damage than just having an extra lead in your system.
Totally. And we were wasting a ton of time. Very similar. It was, nothing against like a lot of the businesses that were opting in and stuff. It was just that it wasn't, our level of services didn't match what their needs were or their budget and their ability to utilize our services. So, yeah.
Cool. And I was going to also say plus, the more people you have on your email list, if you're using something like Infusionsoft, AWeber, MailChimp, whatever, the more people you have, the more you're paying.
Mm, so, another good point.
Also good to cut down on the leads and qualify them beforehand. And also the text here that he has above all this form, it says enter your email address and click the button below to get started. Pretty generic. Would be cooler if that was more focused on the benefit, right?
Yeah. Or like can't wait to get started. Something very friendly.
Still, that's how we get started is pretty vague. So the purpose that they're doing this is to get results with their SEO and Instagram marketing. So
yeah, so you don't like a can't wait to get started with your SEO results.
There we go. So now you're a bit more specific.
I dragged off before. Yeah.
Beautiful. And maybe an image. So the image that he has is the default one. Again, I understand why he has the default one. But the image is a cloud pointing down into something. So it kind of makes you feel like I'm going to download something. Which I'm assuming you're in this particular instance, we're not actually downloading anything. so the image, might be better utilized in a different one.
this reminds me of a great idea I saw that Groupon did with their unsubscribers. People who are unsubscribing, they put right next to it, they put a it'd be either a friendly image of someone in the office, like holding a sign, like, please don't go. What can we do? Or they would have a video and stuff. So,
nice.
Yeah, it just came to mind that
stop people from unsubscribing.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I don't even know how long we've been talking about this, but we should probably start considering wrapping up. the most important part is the very first part of your website,
right? Top fold.
Above the fold, that is the key area where you're going to get most of your conversions. If the sole purpose of the web page is to get conversions, and that's another thing that I didn't really lean on as much. Don't make the same mistake I did. Don't have the web page. If it's supposed to generate leads for you, that's all you should have on the web page.
Mm-hmm.
I had a web page up that tried to do many things at once, and it was I did not do well in any of the categories. So I was trying to collect leads, I was trying to make sales, and I was trying to, give away free information or something. So I was doing three different things, and I did none of them very well. So
I remember that was like a business breakthrough for you,
that
too.
Was a business breakthrough for me.
Yeah.
My javavideotutorials.net website was designed to do all three of those things I talked about. And then I redesigned it to do one thing, which was just collect leads. And my business, I became a six-figure business more or less because of that.
Yeah. Awesome.
I can't stress that one enough. have one purpose for your main website, if the main, you know, squeeze page or whatever it is that, that where you're sending, you know, traffic to, especially if you're paying for traffic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole other discussion. But if you're paying for traffic and send them to a squeeze page being all they can do is do one thing, then make sure all that they can do is one thing, not, you know, multiple. So having said that, very good. As I scroll down, you know, he's peppering it with more information with regards to his offer, which is perfectly fine. He has, you know, check boxes that are essentially the placeholders for bullet points. This is all optimized within lead pages, does it for you, so that's great. People love bullet points because they skim, right? They skim when they see headlines and bullet points. That's what they read. I won't go over all that. That's, you know, good stuff. He also has other call to action buttons throughout his website. Also very good. You know, obviously we talked about the text inside of the boxes should reflect, you know, first person stuff and benefit driven. He has a little bit more about himself, a little blurb about himself. I have no problem with that. So long as the, you know, story that he's spinning establishes him as an authority for whatever it is that he's trying to get them to sign up for. And I'm assuming you're talking about, let me just read. Some.
Yeah, you want to read over it? I feel like it did.
Carter Johnson has constructed successful SEO campaigns for Fortune 50 companies. Oh, wow. VC-backed startups. So there you go. He's getting the authority on there. Beautiful. The strategy at United Business Leaders is simple. Utilize data to find and leverage the highest possible ROI channels for clients. So there you go. Beautiful. Another call to action button. This is the part that I like the most.
I hate this part because it's not lined up correctly.
Well, yeah. So the design. So what I'm looking at right now is, we scroll down a bit, is a title on the left saying, we've worked with, and he has bullet points of all the different things we've worked with. That's great. What I love the most is he has a picture, and the picture is results. So he's been talking about results this whole time. Here's a picture to prove his results. So the point here is, if you can prove whatever it is that you are claiming with an image, you just, throw the image on the website.
Yeah.
This is exactly, it's a great image of someone's Google Analytics chart and showing, I'm assuming this is their organic traffic. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The line of their
organic traffic. You can see it right up there. Strictly organic.
Oh, there you go. Strictly organic. I see it now. And then it's of the past, I don't know, how many months is this? So each dot is a month. So what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. So there's 6 months of data. All the hits are less than 2,000 hits in organic traffic. And then Carter has an arrow pointing saying, this is where we started. So in month six, they started doing the work. And then month seven, there's a slight increase. Month eight, there's a, you know, goes back to normal. Month nine, there's like a big increase. This is like what, from 2,000 to, or sorry, from maybe 1,700 to over 2,000?
Yeah, about 2,500.
So maybe, I don't know, what is that, a 20% increase? And then the next one is a big jump. So it looks like almost 4,000 sessions or whatever. So in other words, and then he has another, you know, arrow pointing saying less than 4 months later, organic traffic doubled. So it's it takes a while for me to explain this through voice, but when you look at it,
yeah,
get it
super, you know, fast. Yeah, you see the results.
I look at that and I said, holy cow, that is incredible that he can get that, those kinds of results. If Carter could double my organic traffic in my business in 4 months, all of my traffic is organic. So I don't know if he can make that same claim on my website or not.
We need to look at yours again, because I know we started like before the summer of 2015, and we both got like extremely busy. You were getting married. I was traveling to Ireland. We need to like look back at it.
Look back in terms of at the results, because we can look at the results.
No, we need to like do more stuff to it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, if Carter could double the organic traffic of my business, 90% of my business comes from my organic traffic. So, it would be like almost doubling my business. So that would be huge for me. That one struck a chord. That one image is, I believe, the most compelling element on this website. If he could somehow get this image to go up above the fold, and this could be part of the copy there, I would love that. But
how many images do you think is appropriate? Because we have a lot like this, not all Google Analytics, but like front page shots of like where our clients are. What do you think? I mean, I like the traffic graphs as well.
Yes.
I wish I had taken more photos ongoing with clients of theirs.
Here's what I would recommend. So outside of the proof is in the pudding with images, testimonials. So if you can have the ideal number that I've heard from, this is through my work with Sam Cart on checkout pages, the ideal number is 5. If you can have 5 testimonials, that's fantastic. So you get 5 testimonials, you can sprinkle them through your website, you can put them all in the same spot, whatever. Have 5, that would be awesome. If you can't have 5, have 3. If you can't have 3, have just 1 fantastic testimonial. So
okay.
I would litter this page with more testimonials and then have the graphic beside it to prove, like, that would, to me, that would be incredible. If you could have someone saying, Carter did this, that, and the other thing for my business, and then have their picture, smiling face with thumbs up or whatever, and then have the image of their SEO traffic beside it. I mean, there's no, there would be no doubt in my mind that Carter can do this for me.
Yeah.
So that would be a huge knocking it out of the park. And then at the bottom of it, there's some more stuff. I don't know if this really does anything for the page. You know, it's the here's who we are and what we believe section where they talk about. I'm assuming this is like your mission statement or your, you know.
Yeah. Again, it was a placeholder that.
Yeah.
Because I wanted it to break up the page though, so it was a little bit easier on the eyes. I tried hiding it to see what it looked like and everything else.
Gotcha. That's what I would have done too. I would have tried to hide it and yeah.
But it was yeah. So.
But maybe this is where I would sub in with more testimonials, perhaps in this.
Part. Yeah. That's a
and
good
then there's point. The footer. I mean, you know, fair enough. You can have a footer there. So be it. So there we go. That's the breakdown, the changes that I would make. Namely, the changes I would make are all at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the most bang for your buck is going to be. But certainly there are, you know, some other things that we can add to this page to make it mm-hmm. better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Once again, you're rubbing on your shirt there, Carter.
Ah, man. Yeah. I like the idea of moving that image up as well.
Yeah, I need to have the image maybe replace the one at the top, although I kind of like that image at the top. But, I mean, does this image at the top really – I mean, we see some bars, some graphs, sort of like, you know, it's a standard clip art type, you know, not
yeah.
clip art, but does it really add to it? I think the other image would add more to it if we could find out a way to bring in the Google Analytics chart with the mm-hmm. here's where we started, here's where they are today. If we can put that in there, that'd be awesome, in my opinion. So
yeah, you're so right. The visuals just go so far, and that's something that we can incorporate more of those in there.
Yeah, because the way I look at it, you always have to think about benefits. Everything that I ever think about is benefits driven. What is mm-hmm. the benefit that you give to your clients? Well, it's increasing their SEO traffic, and mm-hmm. that image supports that benefit perfectly. So mm-hmm. pop it up in front of their eyes at ASAP. That would be what I would recommend because that's the benefit. So
Totally.
There you go. I think that's all I'm going to say about the website. We can thank Carter so much for being
a good support. No, thank you. This was great because it's one of those, you put it up and need to spend more time on it. But great feedback. It's super, you know, double productive, getting out a podcast and doing this.
Really, the actual physical changes that need to be made is changing one header, changing mm-hmm. the text inside of a button, and maybe switching out an image. And I would guarantee you put my bank, my money, my life savings on it. You take that current page, split test it against the other one that we just talked about, with the changes that we talked about.
Yeah.
It's going to convert. I don't want to say way better because I'm betting my life savings, but I guarantee you it will convert better than the original one. So.
Oh, I bet so too. The problem is we just don't have, you know, we don't send traffic to.
I know, that's neither here nor there.
Me too. Yeah.
This was just an example of a case study about what it is that, what is it I like to do, which is, you know, try to do split testing and find ways to improve conversion rates.
Absolutely, man. You're great at it too. So.
There you go. There's my 2 cents on it. So is there anything that we want to wrap up with respect to? I haven't read any good books lately. I don't know if I've used any new apps at all lately that we could talk about. And if you haven't, then...
No, it's been kind of a... to fill the world in on what was discussed in our mastermind group, I've taken a step back from reading business books intentionally because I've just been so... just so hammered from the time I wake up to even dreaming about business stuff, just always, that I decided that I need to take a break from reading some business books just to kind of refresh, regear. So I'm going through that break, but already itching to get back in it. So Hopefully next week I'll have some for you.
Yeah, because to put that in the perspective, Carter is, yeah, all he does every day, 24/7, is business, business, business. His friends are all entrepreneurs. He's saying he has no hobbies outside of his business. So everything he does from starting his day, waking up to even, like you said, dreaming and going to bed is business related. So
yeah, it's great when I'm on vacation because then, like, you know, you can do certain hobbies and all. But as far as my everyday,
yeah,
I take up video games and do some stuff to turn off the business brain.
That's right. Not the greatest work-life balance there. If all yeah, if you can relate to what Carter, the position that Carter's in, I mean, if you're just starting your business, then okay, fair enough, I get it. But mm-hmm. if you've been doing business for as long as Carter has, yeah, you got to have some sort of balance there.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely creates burnouts and stuff. So I'm trying to get better at that.
There you go. So yeah, no app of the week, no app of the week, or sorry, book of the week for the week. So we will end this episode. If you want to see everything that we just talked about, I will have screenshots for those of you who didn't see the video and were just listening via audio. You can go to CodersStartup.com/5252 and you'll be able to see the screenshots and everything that I saved of the page with the words around it and how we're breaking it down and whatnot. So we'll have that put together for you once this episode goes live, which should be next Thursday, which is the 18th of February is where this is slated to go live. And as a teaser, Carter doesn't even know this, for the 25th of February, we're bringing in a special guest interviewing him.
Nice.
Andrew O'Brien. And he does, he specializes in getting media to cover you. So this is getting on local news stations. This is on getting, in newspapers and print media and all these different ways that he's done without using a PR firm. So he has this magic formula for putting this whatever into action and getting, news media to notice you and reach out to you and get you to come in and do an interview with them so they can, put it live on TV. So really cool stuff. I'm really excited to have him on board. And he's obviously really excited to share all of his wisdom that he has in his noggin. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be on the 25th of February. So look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I lied. We're recording it on the 25th. My apologies. So it's going to be coming live on the 3rd of March. More than likely. So there you go. Look out for that, ladies and gentlemen. So as always, take care of yourselves. Check out CodersStartup.com/52 for all the show notes. And I wish you the very best day and happy learning and all that good stuff. Well, take care of yourselves. Peace out.
Until next time.